morning. I'm Marie Medina. This is your Pix Now update. Just in, a school bus has gone off a road outside Santa Cruz. The CHP tweeted out this picture. You can see the bus took down a power pole. Now, this is near Wheel Lock and Casserly Roads in Watsonville. CHP says all the children are off the bus and no one was hurt. A new investigation reveals the Bay Area is falling behind on retrofitting buildings that could collapse in a big earthquake. The LA Times found there are up to 3,000 brittle concrete buildings in San Francisco, but the city does not have a list of their locations. The Times also says nearly 2,000 wood frame apartment buildings in Oakland are at risk in a major quake, but there's no law in the books to get them fixed. The report also says in San Jose, more than 1,000 apartment buildings are also at risk. In the wake of the deadly 2015 balcony collapse in Berkeley, a proposed bill would require contractors to report settlements of construction defect cases. Now, the bill by State Senator Jerry Hill would involve work on apartments and condos, as well as homeowners associations. The proposal is set to face its first legislative hurdle today. A Senate committee will hold a hearing to debate whether the bill should move forward. A deal appears to be in the works to solve San Francisco's scooter crisis. It is a simple plan worked out by the city's transportation planners. Obey the law and we'll give you permits. Now, the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency is now setting up a permitting process for the companies. It'll require the company to make sure its users abide by safety laws like riding with helmets, not riding on sidewalks, and not leaving scooters where they'll block pedestrians. Lime and Bird tell us they're going to start requiring users to take a picture of where they leave their scooter so the companies can be sure they're being parked properly. Southwest Airlines is canceling dozens of flights across the country to inspect the engine fan blades on its fleet of 737s. The voluntary safety checks follow last week's engine explosion that killed a passenger on a Dallas-bound flight. Passengers who were delayed yesterday had to wait hours before catching their flights, but some say they didn't mind the inconvenience if it meant a little peace of mind before takeoff.
A lot of people are kind of definitely getting reassured that there's a little bit more safety on their flight than prior to the check.
A flight bound for SFO has been Southwest's only local cancellation so far. As of this morning, net neutrality regulations have officially come to an end. Back in December, the FCC voted to repeal Obama-era net neutrality protections, which were intended to keep the internet open and fair. Now, internet providers will be able to create fast and slow lanes for websites, but California is fighting to protect it. A proposed bill from State Senator Scott Wiener would bring back net neutrality protections to Californians. And Neda Rampour is here. How's it looking out there on this Monday morning?
Well, it's looking pretty clear for most locations all across the Bay Area this morning. But right along the beach, that's where you'll notice a bit of clouds. But that's all right. The sun will be shining on the ocean pretty soon, too. Here's a look at Ocean Beach, thanks to Surfline cameras that are set up across our local beaches. And I haven't seen many surfers going out in the water here, but in Pacifica, I have spotted a few out there, paddleboarders as well. Pretty calm conditions in the water, a little bit of a west wind, but not too strong. And now let's go to the mountains. This would be the Mount Vaca view, and definitely noticing those blue skies out there. Just a few very, very thin, minimal cloud coverage across the mountains. But look at this. Right around Golden Gate Bridge, the fog likes to hang out right around there through Marin as well. Temperatures in San Francisco, 54 right now. Livermore, you're at 61. 56 in Oakland, Concord, 66 degrees. Look how much warmer Concord is getting already. Visibility map showing Half Moon Bay still down to 2 mile visibility because of the coastal cloud coverage. Oakland Airport also down to 6 mile visibility. So check for your flights if you do need to head out. Petaluma is down to 7, but the rest of the Bay Area, nice, clear conditions. And the winds are pretty calm right now. We're looking at some south winds in Berkeley, just 3 miles per hour sustained winds. Vallejo also 3. And not going to necessarily see too much of a breeze today. This afternoon, 5, 6 o'clock, right through downtown San Francisco, we may notice gusts picking up to about 15, 20 miles per hour. But that's about it. Overall, staying warm because of this ridge of high pressure. And then once this weakens, this will dip on in, and that's going to give us some cloud coverage. Finally, by the end of the week, we'll notice our temperatures dropping from above normal to normal and then below normal. Thursday, Friday, that's when a little bit of that cooler air will come on through. And you'll notice temperatures will definitely be different than what we're going to experience out there today and what we just experienced for the weekend. But take a look here. We are above average for today. That's for sure. We're looking at 71 for your afternoon high in San Francisco, and then in San Jose, about 11 degrees above average in the low 80s. So these South Bay temperatures feeling pretty comfortable, low to mid 80s. And then in the East Bay, mid 80s for Fairfield, Pittsburgh, Antioch, 83, 81 in Danville. Temperatures in Oakland today, 75, Berkeley, 72. Look at Napa, Sonoma, low 80s there as well. Same with Petaluma. So it's going to be an overall pretty nice day. If you like the weekend, you'll like this Monday. And it's a good day for baseball. It's going to be nice and clear out there. A little breeze at AT&T Park. First pitch today will be at 7:15 and 60 degrees. So I suggest a Giants sweater to keep warm once the sun sets. And that's a look at your forecast. Let's check in now with Jacqueline.
South Bay is seeing a lot of brake lights right now. Live look. This is right at 880. And we're right where 17 transitions into 880 at that 280 interchange. And we had reports of an earlier accident, no longer blocking any lanes, but you can see that northbound direction very heavy in the red as folks are trying to make their way up. It's about a 13-minute ride from 280 up to Brokaw. So do expect delays, and we continue to see the slowdowns on 85 as well as 101. That's a slow ride all the way up the peninsula. We are tracking speeds that dip below 30 miles per hour into San Mateo. We had an earlier crash right near Hillsdale, and that is no longer blocking any lanes. But 280 right at Farm Hill, we are still tracking an earlier crash that has traffic backed up to Highway 92. So slowdowns heading in and out of San Mateo area, and continues to be quite heavy getting into San Francisco, especially for folks approaching the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. We are getting reports of a problem that's blocking the off-ramp at Treasure Island. So slowdowns on the lower deck over on the other side at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Hey, we're back in the green. We still see a little bit of that backup, but nothing like we were tracking earlier. That slowdowns begin just past that the West Grand overcrossing there. And San Mateo Bridge, you can see in that westbound direction, we're still pretty heavy heading over towards 101, but we're out of the red and in the yellow. That is Check Your Traffic. I'll send it back over to you, Maria. Thanks so much, Jacqueline. And now let's take a quick look at the big board. The Dow up by about 21 points, almost 22 points. Britain's royal family is welcoming a new addition this morning. Prince William's wife, Kate, just gave birth to an 8-pound, 7-ounce baby boy. Excitement is building outside St. Mary's Hospital in central London, where crowds are, of course, gathering. And we'll be back with another update at the top of the hour. You can watch our updates on the hour streaming live at CBSSF.com or on our KPIX Facebook page.